Day 73, or March the 14th. You are a really special, ordinary person. Our thoughts today are from Ruth chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. Now the big picture surrounding these verses. The book of Ruth is one of only two books in the whole Bible which bears a woman's name. She lived during the period of Judges, but was from the east of the Jordan River, a land called Moab. A man named Elimelech and his wife Naomi migrated to Moab because of a famine in the Promised Land, and settled there with their family. Their two sons married local women, and one of these was Ruth. The whole family was rocked when all the men died. Only Naomi and her two daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah, survived, and Naomi decided to return to her homeland. Both Ruth and Orpah wanted to return with her, but she did all she could to dissuade them. In the end, Orpah remained, and Naomi and Ruth travelled to Naomi's hometown of Bethlehem. Ruth married a local man who was called Boaz, and was a relative of Naomi. They had a son called Obed, who had a son called Jesse, who had a son called David, who became king of Israel. And now, our action step for today. Little did Ruth know that her marriage and subsequent journey into the land of the Jews would give her a unique place in history as a direct ancestor of Jesus Christ. She was an average sort of person with a simple faith in God. She had a son called Obed, about whom we know almost nothing. In a sense, that's the end of her story. But God had other plans, which Ruth never knew anything about. She will be really surprised when you want to meet her in heaven. Are you a Ruth, not really standing out from the rest? God also has a special place for you in history, even though you may never discover it. Enjoy your life in the light of this. You are a key person in God's plans.